Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Man, today is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Time now is 12:52 a.m. Yep, 12:52 a.m. in the morning. Yep, your boy up. As you can see in the background, I'm at home. I'm at home, relaxing. Well, not relaxing, but just got off work not too long ago. Was up working on a lamp, but I'm almost finished with that project. Let's get this started. Go over to 3cupcakegang.com. Check out the clothing boutique. Get your kid clothes from over there. Looking for the hottest trending fashions and all that other good shit. Go over there. All right, man. Let's get started, bro. Ah, man. Let's see. We got to stop voting with emotions, man. We have to put our... We really have to put our emotions to the side when we vote. We have to start voting smarter, right? Slavery is over, right? You're not going to get beat for not voting for one particular party, right? You have the option when you go into the voting booth, right? You have the option of picking a candidate. Now, what that entails is you got to kind of see the debates and everything. So, you got to look at... like for the mayor, parish presidents and stuff like that. A lot of their debates are like put on local AM stations, right? Or you catch them on the local news. They may have a small debate or something where they ask them a couple of questions. And other than that, you have to research them by looking at their social media posts or whatever in today's technology, right? So you have a lot of different options to use when it comes to voting for, you know, candidates now. We really have to study them because I can tell you I have to watch myself because I'm still being censored, right? And I'm trying to be, not political correct. I'm just trying to walk that line, right? I don't have much longer, right? Because once I finish this journey, this task that I'm on, I will have my free speech back. I will feel 100% better, right? Without having your free speech and you have to watch what you say, for a person like me, it really beats me up, right? Because there's so much shit that I want to say, so much shit that I know, but I can't say it how I want to say it, and I have to think about it. And that's because of the position that I hold, my job, stuff like that. But we have to be smarter. We have to really see what we're getting, right? And I can tell you, for a certain party that people, that black people been voting for all these years, y'all haven't been getting the quality of living and fulfillment that y'all are getting for the votes that y'all giving out, right? Because they know that they have a stronghold on you. Right, they have mentally enslaved you, right? And the only thing that keep that alive is them telling how bad you are, how bad racism is, how bad one party is towards you. And tell you the truth, one party is willing to put effort and funds into the community, right? And the fucked up thing is, where do these funds go when they get to the community, right? And that's another thing that we got to start working on. We got to start holding people accountable. We got to really start asking all the questions, because you got to realize we don't ask no questions. We don't ask no questions at all. We just let shit go. Now, for a brother like me, I'm doing other shit that keeps me occupied. So I'm going to get me. But a lot of y'all not getting y'all. Y'all waiting for them to give it to you, right? And then you go to the poll and you give them a vote and you think they're going to give you something, but they not. Now you got, like I said, you got another party that's saying, hey man, look, we see, let me get that plan out you. I'm going to see what I can do with it. You got one party saying, hey, wait till we get elected. I'll look at your plan, see what I can do. And I can tell you, when they got elected, they haven't looked at the fucking plan because they haven't done shit for you, right? And then that shit trickle down, kill your economy, kill your jobs, and your area starts to suffer, right? But then you still gonna lose, right? Because this is what's gonna happen, right? And it's happening right now. And I see the shit, and everybody see the shit, but nobody's not gonna say nothing about it because it's benefiting a certain group of people. And it's not benefiting the black people in the black community. So the black community is pretty much forced into one area. It's being forced into one area, right? And you can see the quality of life in that area deteriorating. It's been deteriorating for years now. And it's still steady forcing the black people to that area while another group moves in, right? To the black neighborhood, and they're putting businesses up and coffee shops and the small restaurant bars and everything, and it's booming for them. And it's like this utopia, right? And it's like, oh, we're so free here. Boy, this is the best place ever. And then they force you to another area, right? And you have no choice but to go there because you didn't think about buying the block, right? You didn't think about it because you don't know about it. And you're not trying to know about it, right? You're not trying to know about it, right? And what kills me is when I try to wake motherfuckers up to tell y'all motherfuckers to open y'all goddamn eyes, man, to see what the fuck is going on around you, right? To give you a simple formula to take with you, right? And make it make sense to you, okay? So say, for instance, if you move into a house that you rent and it's $800 a month, right? $800 a month, $900. Because rent now is between $900 and $1,200 for a nice, decent house, right? So bam. And I come along and I say, hey, bro, look, man. I have two house notes that's under... Two house notes probably equal like $1,200, right? For two houses, right? That I'm buying. And you renting for something that you're not gonna own, right? Rent to me supposed to be short term until you get stable, settle down somewhere, and start to, buy your house. Now, a lot of people may say, well, buying a house is a liability. Well, it could be. It could be a liability if you don't know how to use it, right? If that makes sense. But that'd be for a whole nother podcast. But buy your house, something you're gonna own, right? Start building generational wealth, right? And I know what you're gonna say. Oh, I got a shitty job. I can't do it. If I just told you, I got a mortgage on a house, and my mortgage is $563, right? You could do it. You can come up with $500 a month, right? You can do it. And 9 times out of 10, you got a couple of people staying with you. Everybody's going to have to chip in to get to the next level. But that's the problem. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to level up. Everybody want to stay friendly and we just here. Fuck that, man. You gotta grind. You gotta be hungry, right? So for me, I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably lost a lot of people along this journey, but at the end of the day, I really don't give a fuck. I don't, you know, I don't care who I lose, who I keep. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on a mission, man. Like, I'm on a mission. I don't give a fuck. That's just how I am. I don't give a fuck. Either you gonna rock with me or you not. It ain't gonna make me. It ain't gonna make or break me. That's just how I am. I don't give a fuck, right? So if you gonna say, yeah, Johnny cool. Or you gonna say, man, Johnny an asshole, fuck Johnny. I'm cool with all that. I'm cool at whatever level you wanna take it. With me, I don't give a fuck. Because I'm on my mission. I'm on my journey. I'm at when I go to bed at night, right? And I don't pray like I'm supposed to pray. That's why I be surprised that I get the blessings that I get, right? Because the relationship that I have with the higher being is like, you know, I just believe in this higher power and I just try to gravitate towards positive energy. And that works for me. And I just be blessed beyond measures, you know? I just don't fuck with dumb people. I don't fuck with dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's dumb to me, we not gonna rock. We not gonna jail. If your vibe ain't on what I'm on, we not gonna vibe. And I'm gonna be like, look, I'm about to go this way, or I'ma just not answer the phone. That's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. I got 3 kids. That's all I give a fuck about. I don't care about nothing else. You know, I got my wife, you know, fuck. I don't care. My immediate, my kids and my family, man, that's it. Don't fuck about nobody else. When I go to bed tonight, when I get ready to go to bed in a little bit, I'm not worrying about nothing. Nobody. How many people done commented? Oh, you part of the Trump cult. Oh, Trump is your master. Blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Because I don't go voting off my emotions. I go voting for what gonna benefit me and my family in the long run, right? I got two nice size SUVs and a truck that drink gas. So do you think I'm gonna pay more for gas? Fuck no. Right? I don't. So if a candidate say, hey man, I'm gonna keep gas prices low, I'm gonna pay attention to that. I'm not gonna pay attention to a guy that say, hey, as soon as I get in, I'm stopping the pipeline and might shoot up oil prices, but at least the environment is gonna be clean. But if I don't even want to go there. But that's and then I get some of my I call them trolls, my troll followers, right? Because they just come out when it's something that triggers their emotions, right? It just come out. So I call them trolls. I don't give a fuck if we grew up together or whatnot. You're a troll to me. Like, if you never... And the thing is, I hardly ever post any of my accomplishments, right? When I go to a closing on a house, when I get a car, I hardly ever post it, right? I may post this shit maybe 2 years later. Like, oh man, my 2-year anniversary of being here, having this or whatever. I may post it then. But as soon as I do it, man, like... I see people doing their little clothes and things and, you know, all excited. Right, cool. I'm excited for you too, because one thing about me, man, I don't hate. It's just that me being, I don't want to come off that I'm having all this stuff and you don't, right? I want everybody to eat steak. That's what I want. I want everybody to eat good, right? That's why I don't post what I'm eating, you know, until it's later on. After I gave you the game, right? Like, I just gave you the bit of game of if you're paying $1,200, $800 for rent, right? Rent is short term. Save up your money. Get you a nice down payment. Get you a nice 3-bedroom house, 2-bedroom house. A little something you might have to do, a little work, you know. Might have to fix a pipe here or there, whatever. But, and I'm not going to lie, if y'all would have been listening to the podcast when I... couple of years ago when I started this shit, you know, you probably could have found you a nice house for a fucking $80,000, $70,000, but now the housing market is, man, this shit is fucking ridiculous. Like, motherfuckers just throwing some wood on some shit and charging $200,000 for a beat up. And man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. I'm just gonna wait. I'm waiting it out, right? I probably don't buy another property unless I find a good deal. I don't even think next year. Probably be the 2022-23 before I even touch another property. So what I've been doing, I've just been focusing on my land that I got, because the housing market is so fucked up to me right now, right? I'm not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what some of these houses are worth, you know, and motherfuckers just taxing on this shit and getting away with it. But if you gotta get in, get in. Get in now, you know, because the interest rates are still low. That's a good thing. But the pricing, you know what I'm saying? But fuck, if you can do it, you do it. But just try to, you know, get into it, right? Start the process. Come up with a goal. Come up with a plan. Like me, I'm on an 8-year plan right now, right? I'm on an 8-year plan. And this is like just starting the shit. So I got 8 years of this plan that I'm doing. And that's 8 years, man. 8 years of planning, right? And I look at it and people may be like, that's a long ass plan, yeah. But it's something that I'm doing. So within them 8 years, oh, I know some people gonna fall off. Some people gonna join, some people gonna fall off. But hey, that's just it. Cause at the pace I'm going at my pace. You hang, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, in life, man, when I came out my mama pussy, I came out alone. So when I die, I'ma die alone. When I get judged, I'ma get judged alone. So for me, and why I'm here in this realm, man, I don't give a fuck. I move by myself, man. I'm moving myself. Only, like I said, the only people you gonna see with me, my wife, my kids. That's it. That's it. Because motherfuckers just talk too much, complain too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I'm trying to put some fucking knowledge on you motherfuckers. But y'all too busy. Oh, he's a racist. Well, your boy a racist too. Now what? Oh, no, he not. He served under a black president. Dog, y'all motherfuckers honestly don't know shit about politics. Anytime a motherfucker get on a debate, damn near call the president now a racist, then he pick her to be his vice president, bro. And then when I spit this to people, they like, no, that didn't happen. I'm like, bro, I'm blind, motherfucker. I wear glasses, but I'm blind. You didn't see that shit? Are you just like a bandwagon fan, right? Like a bandwagon sports fan, just because it got the D word written on it, you gonna rock with it. Like me, man, look, when I look at the debate, I be hoping somebody from the other side be like, hey, I'm gonna take care of my people. You know what I'm saying? I love my black people, right? I wanna see it. Look, and I don't know how many times I can say this. America did us dirty. America fucked over us. The old America fucked over black people. They kicked us in our ass. They worked the shit out of us. They got rich off our fucking blood, sweat, and tears. And we tried to run away, they fucking lynched our ass. They hung our ass, right? And I think we all know that. Everybody should fucking know that shit by now. If you don't know that shit, you still trying to bury American history. American history is the worst, the grimiest history in the world. It's history, right? So today, these motherfuckers ain't even got to do that to y'all. They so far in your fucking mind having you thinking you can't do shit till you believe that shit. And then when a brother like me come on doing shit and tell you you can do shit, you like, oh, you a sellout, you a coon, you this, you that. Oh. Motherfucker, you gotta realize when you move somewhere, you gotta look at what they doing to get what they got. Right? And look at where you came from and see what you got. And I can tell you, for the way I was voting, I wasn't getting what I deserved. But then you move somewhere else and you see how these people vote and what they doing, you say, well, damn, let me try it. Then once you try it and you start to grow, you're going to be like, all right, I can rock with this, right? Then you open yourself up to say, well, look, I came from there. Let me see what it's like. Let me listen to what they're saying. Maybe they ain't going to change. But from what I've been hearing, they ain't going to change. From the actions that I'm hearing and seeing, they ain't going to change. And they haven't changed. Now, I'm going to take it here. We go to the border right now. Mexicans coming over. They loving them. Letting them come in and everything. You never seen them out there with no fucking horses and taking the horses, moving them back. But the Haitians come over, right? They got the horses out there. You know, I think the rings or whatever, or the little rope things. They got that, like, swinging it at the people, getting them out the way and shit. And it's videos of the shit. I'm not making this shit up. But when they interview them, it's black people like me with my skin complexion, right? So I'm thinking to myself, like, fuck, that's fucked up, right? The other motherfuckers, y'all was just like letting them in. But then when these brothers and sisters come over to this motherfucker, you know, is this treatment here, right? And me, I'm for, like, the closed borders, right? I want everybody to come into America legally, right? I want them to be vetted. Me, that's what I want, right? That's what I want. It's just like, I'm not going to leave my fucking door open to my house. It's closed. I got a fence around my yard. Because I want to know who's going to come in my yard, right? I don't want nobody. I don't want an intruder coming in my yard. So we just look at America as a whole, right? We done built America. We want to know who's coming in. And am I going to know everybody coming in? Fuck no, right? But the system in place, we got a border. Come through the gate. Hey, look, this one I want to come. No problem, man. Sign here. Look at it. See if we can run you. Find some information on you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Just sit over there. We'll get right with you. Whatever. That's how they was treating the Hispanics coming in, right? But the black people, from what they showing, it ain't looking good how they treating them and how they kicking them back. And then for the people that want to know, how did the black people get from Haiti all the way to the southern border? So what happened was, you know, in Haiti they had all these disasters happen, and a lot of these people was able to flee to neighboring countries, which was like the countries down there in the bottom of the, you know, like Mexico and stuff. They was able to go there, but then they get there and they see how bad Mexico is, so they just work their way up, and then they get messages that, oh, we got a new president in, he's leaning in, he's gonna help the Haitian people. And it's just like a rumor, you know? And then once they get up here and they see the conditions and shit, they like, fuck. You know. So now they're trying to get in, right? And then but you see all how they handling that type, that group. But like I say, man, people turn a blind eye to shit, bro. They turn a blind eye to it. And they so programmed. A lot of motherfuckers be like, gee, you sleeping, you black, you act white, you act this. Motherfucker, man, fuck y'all. Like, serious shit. I know what I am, I know who I am, right? It's just that my mindset don't change. I'm not going back to being a nigga no more, right? I done nigga shit. I've been 100% nigga. I done nigga shit, right? I done nigga shit. I done shit that probably would have me dead or in jail, right? And I beat it. I beat it. So now you want me to, just because I don't act like the old me, the dumb me, nigga, I'm not gonna dummy myself down for nobody. Oh, you change, you. Them white people gonna change. They gonna turn on you. That's the dumb shit that motherfuckers tell me. And he's, you know, he's supposedly smart. Black people telling me this shit, and I'm like, have you ever seen me really run? Have run with white people? Have you ever seen it? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen me just? No, cause I don't run with nobody. That's what I don't get. Like, I don't run with nobody, man. I'm solo dolo. If I can live in my closet for the rest of my life, I would. That's how much I just like being by myself, being around my kids. That's it. That's it. Like, social media. And this, like I said, this is the dumb shit the motherfuckers say. And it's funny to me. It's, like, hilarious to me when somebody says some shit like that. Oh, don't white people gonna turn on you? Like, I'm like, well, and this is what kills me. This is, I have to tell them, well, y'all turned on me too. Do you know what I'm saying? Y'all turned on me too. But all the names y'all call, like, none of y'all motherfuckers ever be like, damn, Jay, you said you got this many houses. Sipper, how you did that? Hey, bro, you say you got cars and shit? Man, Sipper, how you do that? Y'all motherfuckers be on some dumb shit, man. Some dumb shit. Instead of saying, say, bro, let me get a little of that information, because I know you give it out for free. We people, you know, we've been knowing each other forever. And you know, I'm going to tell you everything that I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't in no competition with nobody. Everybody can eat. Everybody can eat. Everybody can eat, man. Like, when I go pick up a car at an auction, man, I be talking to these cats, man. It's like, yeah, bro, you know, I just picked this one. One thing I really want off the Cadillac converters and shit. I'm gonna port this bitch out. Make this. Yeah, man, here go my car. That's how it is. But some motherfuckers get the information and be trying to hold the shit for themselves. Like, damn, bro, that's selfish, bro. Like, and anybody know me, know I ain't selfish. And I done so much shit for people. A bunch of people on my friend list, I done them. You know, a shit ton for him. And nobody really come and say, man, look, you know what, bro? Man, Jay, a good dude, bro. He did this for me and that for me. And the thing is, and they know I do shit from my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm eating, look, bro, you, man, get in one, two. Get up one, two. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Oh, your car down? Man, look, I got another one. There you go. That's just me. But nobody ever come and say, nobody ever come on my page and be like, just hit, you know, tag Jay, man, good dude right there, bro. He looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? I find that shit funny because motherfuckers just leave you out on an island by yourself. That's why I say I'm always by myself, man. I don't fuck with nobody, bro. I'm just by myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm on this journey by myself, man. 8 years. Why? I'm gonna keep doing the podcast, the YouTube shit. All this shit, y'all gonna be like, damn, 8 years. He said he was gonna do that. He said he was, yeah, he said he had an 8-year plan. I'm telling you, man. That's just how I am, bro. I'm just, like, try to educate you motherfuckers the best I can, man. Y'all take the knowledge if y'all want it. If y'all don't, man, just say, fuck Jay. I'm cool with it. I'm gonna sleep good tonight. I'm gonna sleep so good tonight. I ain't gonna lie to you. Didn't feel good outside, man. It was like 69 degrees. Shit feels so good. It was cool. I had my window down. AC bump with the window down. Oh, man. That shit feels so fucking good. I was so, so relaxed, man. I'm like, damn. Then tonight, man, got the air conditioner probably like 70. I'm telling you, I'm going to be feeling so good. So good. I'm going to sleep good, too. Because what's going to happen? I'm going to take a melatonin bath. Right, put the melatonin shit in it. And that shit just gonna relax your body. I might even fall asleep in the tub. Like, you gotta have the water, like, probably water gonna be like probably about 85. Cause my water be hot, right? Just sitting that bit of soap. Just be thinking. Yeah. That shit gonna knock me right out. And I'm gonna sleep good. And I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna post some shit in the morning, make people mad. I'm gonna get them in their feelings. I know I'm gonna get them in their feelings. But hey, I don't give a fuck. That's your feelings. You know, that's why they call this the hurt feelings report. Because I really be making motherfuckers mad, man. These motherfuckers be mad as fuck. Like, man, y'all motherfuckers smart and mad? Man, you supposed to be dumb and mad, bro. Y'all bitches be smart and mad. But that's enough, man. I'm gonna let y'all go, bro. Man, thank you. Oh, man. Remember, bro. Love your neighbors the best you can, right? Man, just try to search and go towards that positive energy, man. Life is beautiful, man. And you only get one that we know about, right? So, just try to be as nice as you can to your neighbors, man. Speak. They don't. You did your boy, man. Like I said, man, I love y'all, man. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I even love my haters, man. That's why I keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop. You know, fuck, I got an 8-year plan. In 8 years, y'all gonna be like, damn, Jay told me. Jay told me. But hey, look, if I'm eating good, I want everybody to eat good, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Thanks for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Village Report. I love y'all.